This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, you know, I mean, I just didn't get a wink of sleep because I'm having these flashbacks. I mean, it was literally 1 year ago today that we were, you remember, it was counting down. We're backstage, cold sweat. It was me. It was John Gabris. It was Matt Besser and Cheech Marin.
Cheech.
And we are supposed to do this huge 420 show at Carnegie Hall. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Pretend to smoke weed. And we, and none of us have ever smoked weed.
No.
And we're realizing
looks like
in
it
the moments. It looks you're breathing fire.
Uh-huh. Looks like
I'm
part
not a
of
dragon.
You is on fire.
I'm a man
inside. Yes,
I'm a man, baby. So
that is not what he says.
It doesn't matter. I am in this position now where we don't have anything.
Yeah,
and we've got a bunch of angry weed junkies.
You don't even have any of the stuff. Any like of the
nothing.
Okay,
I mean nothing. And I'm going,
I would have gone outside and like picked something and hoped that was right.
Well, what happened to me is I go, we just need to have some of the language right.
Yes.
And I start Google search looking at weed word. And I and like a bolt of lightning, it hits me. And I don't know what the deal's going to be with the licensing or anything like that. But I just go, guys, I got it. We come out stage dark. I go, he was a bong ripper. Milky tube hits, yeah. It took me so long to come down. I came down. Welcome to the 420 show, everybody.
You sang bong ripper.
I sang bong ripper. And I'm telling you, I mean, Besser kissed me on the lips.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had saved the day. This isn't a story. I'm not bragging, you know? I mean, I barely skin of my teeth survive.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just works out. It was a spiritual experience, I think, for everyone there.
I think people think Besser kisses people on the lips to share his, like, bong smoke or whatever. I guess it's like a weed thing to, like, kiss people and, like, give them some of...
Yeah.
Your weed puff?
Yes.
But in his case, like you said, he has never smoked weed before.
None of us have. It's insane to do.
Just an affectionate guy. And that's kind of like when Carson invited you over to the desk.
It is,
when he will give you a kiss on the lips.
Yeah, it is. It is similar to that moment where, for a young comedian starting out, when Carson would kind of give you the shaka, and you would you would be allowed
the
to
the shaka.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah.
The shocker.
I don't want people to think that you were...
Not the shocker.
Yes. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways
of this industry we call showbiz.
We love having a guest. And today...
A little toothbrush treat.
We love to have... And so Bosch has been very busy in the room today. And he is making a lot of little rustling. And he is going to eat a toothbrush treat.
Mm. We love to have a guest, and Bosch has a toothbrush treat. It's good for his teeth.
And it's a nice Saturday.
And it is, isn't it?
And today, Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys for having me.
Talk about being Alyssa. Don't hold anything back.
Well, it's funny you even say that. I mean, I'm choking up over here. You're talking about this story. I remember when I got the shaka. I'm getting so emotional over here. From Carson. I mean, God, what a day that was.
Shaka bra.
Yeah.
I remember that episode because that was when I first got to meet. I had heard his music, but I got to meet Asher Roth on that episode.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my God. I love college. And that was my wedding song.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Because oh,
yes. You were getting married to college.
That, and in a way, yeah. In a way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was...
Because you were literally marrying your college. Yeah. I don't understand the in a way aspect of it. You married your college. I don't want to like...
You don't want to soften it, but people have, of course, come for me. You can't marry a building. You can't... You know what? A building, right?
Right.
So, and that's where kind of the...
When and I do know what.
And
yeah. And I am not positive what... But if you gave me a handful of guesses, I think I'd get so close that I might as well know what.
Yes. Yeah.
And first of all, it's a lot of buildings and some like grass area.
A lot of.
And book.
And
that's part of the college.
Oh, bookstore.
You are marrying the books as well.
And bookstore and little cafe.
So
who wouldn't want to marry?
Well, that's kind of nice my cafe. Stance.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nescafe, the sweatshirts. Do you know how many sweatshirts I have?
Please. Mm. Ah, please.
I brought you each one.
It's warm in those.
Yes, yes.
That is so good. Yeah, so you married your college and you married it to the song I Love College.
Yeah, it was kind of like your hat situation.
Yeah, well, we talked a little bit about the situation with my hat, which is, of course, I have a dog named Posh. And when I met Alyssa... This morning, I said, this is my friend Bosch, and I am wearing a hat that just says the word.
And there
Bosch.
Was so much because the friend, too. I've never heard a dog been introduced as a friend, which is kind of nice, too.
Sure, yes. Well, what am I supposed to call him?
What do you say? What do people say? My enemy?
my
enemy? Bosch?
Yeah.
This is the mayor. That's not the mayor. It's a dog.
Yes, it's.
Well, there is a town where the dog is a mayor.
Sure.
I think it would be patronizing to say, like, this is a dog.
Yeah, because that would be...
That presumes that you are fucked up.
Yes. When I introduced...
Hey, but hey, it's 420. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah. Well, of course, when this gets released, it won't be even close to 420.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it gets released.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times...
Something would have to go crazy.
Yes.
At this point.
I'm not ruling it out, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of show left.
Yep.
And we don't know what we're going to stumble into, whether it be something dangerous,
yep.
political,
yep.
pornographic,
yep.
race
yep.
or gender issues.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The Mueller report.
Of course.
Unredacted.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like, we have to...
Hit all
be
those.
Aware. Well, we're definitely going to talk about all this stuff. I mean, we live in freaking planet Earth.
Yeah.
You guys hear that little Dickie song?
I heard the little Dickie song, which is a list of funny animals. I actually kind of watched it with the volume very low in a work situation. But it was enough to get me to love being part of the Earth.
Alyssa, you've seen the Earth song and Lil Dickie, and have you donate any money to the planet?
You know, I really feel like I'm being put on blast right now because I have not listened to the song or donated to the planet.
Any money today.
Okay, but I'm drinking out of a mug. Okay, it's not a plastic cup.
Hey, and me That's with my metal straw.
Okay, the metal straw.
Mm-hmm. And it's the Never Not Funny mug, which is the most environmentally friendly mug. And am I hearing a sound? Is Brett doing this?
Yeah.
Brett, are you playing the Dickie song?
Yeah.
Brett is being very extra.
There's a
today.
Whole little bit of a sketch leading up to it, I think, that...
You don't want to watch the entire
We can't
thing.
Listen to the little Dickie song
I think
right
we
now.
Will get in jail if we yes. do it. Although, isn't it good if a song is a charity song to play it anywhere you could imagine?
I think so.
That could expose a lot of hypocrisy.
Wow.
If
imagine getting the law to try to be in trouble with us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I mean, there's a lot of show left.
Alyssa, you've plenty of show left. Of show Alyssa's left. Saying the truth.
So we don't know.
Alyssa, you do these moms, huh?
Yes.
The moms.
And you do videos of being your mom.
Yes.
And you take commissions to perform as anyone else's mom.
That's correct. That's correct. Especially for close, very close friends like you two.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So you won't just be anyone's mom.
No.
Okay.
No, I have a one mom, kind of a monopoly on the one mom.
Yes. Which is yours, or is that someone else's mom?
That is my mom.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. We live together, so we spent a lot of time in close proximity.
You and your mom live with your
mom. As adults, yes, yeah. As adults.
So, and you have to, people don't realize this, to do an impression, you have to have lived. Kevin Pollak lived with Christopher Walken for, I think, 15 years.
Yes, yes.
To really get it. Exactly right.
Yep, that's SNL, those guys, they're never sleeping in their own beds. They're popping every week to week.
Yeah, gotta jump, yes.
They're going across. I mean, it's
Bill Hader has to go live with Vincent Price this night and then with Vinny Vedici the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then, yep. And it's you get great ideas.
Of course.
But it can be stressful as well.
Of course.
Because sleeping in Al Pacino's house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
And then you got to pretend to be checking his bank balance.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to get into this too much, but I have noticed that when you are hanging out with your husband, College, you are sort of you are in costume as your mom. I do sort of wonder if you ended up in a situation where you met College wearing your mom costume.
And your College thinks that you're your mom.
Well, listen, I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a little bit of cosplay going on. A little bit of, oh, I'm the mom visiting campus for the weekend. That's a little bit where it started.
Cosplay is one thing.
We dress up as Bill Cosby.
We all dress up as Cosby.
Yeah.
There's a line where it stops being I dressed as Bill Cosby and it starts being my college husband thinks I am Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm. And do you know how much therapy we've had to do to undo that? It's tough. And
there's a free counselor, is there not?
And that's right. And you bet your ass we've been taking advantage of that. Okay, so yeah, I'm in there all the time. And the food, I mean, really, when you marry
the food at the free counselor?
Yeah, the free food, free counselor. I mean, there's bands.
Free
that
rubbers.
Come along.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to get gross. Free rubbers.
I'm glad you said that because, again, this is
whole
a public
basket of rubbers.
It's good to spread the word. Whole basket of rubbers. I always fuck College safely. Yes, yes.
Well, you don't want to have any little junior colleges.
Not yet. Okay. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, "Well, you know, why didn't you marry an Ivy League?" And that's I don't even want to really, give them the time of day with.
Well,
yeah. Well, of course, my entire career is just based on a cabal of Harvard cronies who have sort of lifted me up,
sure,
and just sort of shuttled me around, off. Yeah,
yes, just push me from gig to gig, and
sort of
no qualification. Yes, just here, sir, have a big bag of money and put your name on whatever.
Yes.
Oh, I love my crimson alma mater.
Oh God, the Lampoon boys,
the Lampoon, the Crocodillos, all my old chums.
Do you want to do a quick? I know there's like a special arrangement that you do.
Oh yeah.
Of what's that song by Tonic?
Tonic. Oh my, that's not. I'm confusing it with Dishwalla now. What's the Tonic?
What's
one?
The song,
easy
Brett?
Mistake.
What?
I was just saying.
It's Tonic.
Mistake.
If you could,
if you could only see.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Oh,
the Crocodillos rendition. And if you want to jump in, Alyssa, we all know it. So.
If you could only see the way, maybe you would understand. Why I feel this way about her love way, and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes are.
Stick around for the kegger afterwards.
You said that during the song.
During the song. Yeah. That's important.
That's when people are paying attention.
The crowd is, the minute we start that song, famously, the crowd
Stop
is
leaving,
fleeing.
Is basically
yeah, they're
what you're
leaving.
Saying.
They're
know.
Leaving.
Because they know it's a big closing number.
Yeah, they know. So we kind of have to plug the event after. You get it. In the, the biz.
Alyssa, we were wondering.
Sure.
And we don't we like hate, we, Sean and I always have these walls up and we hate talking about like personal family stuff. And this show is kind of about like putting us in a place where we can be vulnerable and we can like kind of share stuff in a way that this business is actually can be very scary to be sharing.
I've been trying to share my most sensitive pieces on this show and to become actually almost a little baby for the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I've been pretending to be sad a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is on a show can be very good.
Yeah.
People really can get excited about that.
Especially on podcasts.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Please.
God.
Oh my God.
That's, I mean, that's how these things, pop off.
And I've been, I guess, pretending to be brave when actually I'm pretty fucked up.
Wow. Wow.
But that is fake too.
And that's
this is fake. Yeah.
And this is, that this is progress. Yes. Yeah. This is huge.
Doesn't it sound good?
It's, I mean, wow, boys. I feel honored to even be in the room. So you're hoping to be a little bit more vulnerable?
Yes. Well, and if we could maybe set up this scenario where you are becoming our mom.
Yes.
And we can like give you information about our mom and like you can do impression of them.
Great.
And we can sort of engage with them and say maybe some of the things that we never were able to say.
To your mother.
Yes.
I think this is beautiful. And just in the spirit of honesty, please shout notes at me if I'm doing it wrong. Feel free to just.
Okay.
Just cut me off and tell me I'm doing it wrong.
Okay. So you just want to start from just like a baseline. You just want to get into
you
it.
You want to get, you feel like you have a good feel for our moms
without knowing anything.
Already.
And then we will start giving you notes from, so this is going to be the uncarved block of a mom.
Yes,
and
great.
Then we can start coming in.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. So whose mom shall we start with?
I know, I just am remembering the famous quote you had about doing an impression of someone's mom where you said, I look at a piece of marble. And I remove everything that's not their mom.
Yes, thank you. I get embarrassed hearing that. But yeah, that's it. That's the truth, you know. And I don't have this tattoo for nothing. So that's what I live by. And I'm going to do it with you folks here.
Great.
So let's break down
let's do my mom. That came out wrong.
No, is Deadpool around? He will take you to task. Yeah. Is Deadpool in here? He would freaking own you for that.
Yeah. That came out wrong.
Wrong as hell, man.
Do my mom.
Jesus, be careful you say that around.
Now I've heard it all.
Including some I didn't want to hear. I don't want to picture that. Yeah. I thought I'd heard it all, but yeah.
Boys will be boys.
Holy fucking
so crazy.
Shit.
But it comes out wrong.
420.
Today is 420.
Things really do happen when people are doing weed.
Oh my fucking God.
So we're going to start with your mom.
Yeah. So let's, go for it.
Do it. Do her. I did it.
We gotta get into it.
But I didn't even mean to. So we are getting closer to being able to release this show. I do want to say that. With just like funny, spontaneous stuff happening like that. Like this is the kind of thing that could get a show released.
This is Spontanean Nation.
We are suddenly living in Spontanean Nation.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. We're going to try again to perform,
and
Mom.
And I'm, going to get, I'll leave.
Oh, okay. Dinner's ready.
Wow. That's like exactly right. That's incredible.
Where did Alyssa go? When did Hayes' mom come in?
Hey, take your shoes off in the house before talking to me like that.
Okay, so you were saying that to Sean.
He's your friend coming over. He's always here. What about a little bit of just mom and son time?
Okay, so that is actually something that really did happen, where Sean walked into the house and said something rude.
True. I at the dinner table was cursing.
You told everyone in the house to go screw.
I said, go screw. I'm allergic to crab. I am allergic to crabs.
Well, you know what?
To crabs.
To crabs.
Oh, okay. Because you also say you're allergic to the bull crab sometimes.
Oh. I am.
I think we can all say we're all allergic to that.
Oh, yeah.
And when you hear it, you say, achoo. You say, achoo. Sorry, I'm allergic to the bull crap.
That's right. If somebody's trying to shovel me the bull crap, achoo, I'm sneezing because I'm so allergic to that.
Oh, my God.
And there's no cure for my allergy except to just get that bull crap away from me.
And can I piggyback on that?
Yeah.
When I walk into a situation.
Careful for that. That came out wrong.
Nope. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Motherfucking Deadpool here.
Fuck. I walked right into that.
That was close. I almost went away.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, achoo, when I walk into a room and there's drama, no way.
I'm allergic to the drama.
I'm allergic to the drama.
No, thanks.
No. Get me a Zyrtec.
I'll get my drama from the Romanoffs on Amazon. Thank you very much. I don't exactly need to go hunting around in my personal life for any more doses of drama.
I have plenty of it over here
at the Romanoffs.
I think, yeah.
But you, in this case, you're talking about crabs. You're allergic to crabs.
I'm allergic to crabs. And when I see they serve me, Hayes' mom had made California rolls.
Mm-hmm.
She went, "You're from California?"
With real crab.
I can't do her voice like you can. "You're from California?" And there's crab in California. And I go, "Oh, thanks. I'll eat this. Oh, no, wait. I can't. Go screw." And the whole table goes screw.
Oh, my God. Okay, now we're back in.
Can I say the one note on this? Like, you are basically exactly right, except for emphysema. She is like a voice.
She has emphysema.
Yes.
She has voicing. Okay, yes. Thank you for the note.
Yes.
Thank you for the note.
Yes.
What'd you tell me?
No, she has a machine.
Okay, so even worse.
It's like it.
It's like a robot voice.
Yes.
Okay. What'd you tell me? You tell me to screw off. Look at me. I'm sick as a dog. You fucking son of a bitch. You Ipa crabs. Well, guess what? I can't eat anything because I got a tube coming out of my neck. I'm sorry if you can't eat the crab, you motherfucker.
Well,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
She does creative cursing. I don't know if you've seen the movie Johnny Dangerously. But she curses like the bad guy in that movie. Like instead of fuck, she might say
Joe Piscopo.
Well, no, he's like the secondary bad guy. It's Roman Maroney is the big bad guy.
Yeah.
And he's instead of fucking, he says Fargan.
Thank you. Thank you for the note.
And stuff like that. Yes. But like it doesn't have to be Fargan, just like creative cursing.
Fargan Icehole.
He says Fargan Icehole.
Fargan Icehole. Remember in Johnny Dangerously when he shows the big gun?
Yes.
He's got the big gun and he goes.
Joe Piscopo pulls out a big gun with a long barrel.
And he goes, "See this gun? It shoots through schools."
Oh.
It's pretty
funny. The time, that was a funny thing to say.
But not for her. She's married to a college.
She's married to a college.
Yeah. So that's. Oh. Well, now you hit Cosby and schools, both things that are, yeah.
For you or.
For me, are tough. Negatively affected my marriage and sex life in a major way.
But creative curses. You're mad at me. I just said, "Hey, everybody, screw," because of the crab.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm allergic to the bull crap as well.
Why don't you get your Farsley friend out of here?
That's very creative.
That's wow. That's one of the most creative curses I've heard.
Miss Davenport, can I have a fork?
So Brett has this thing where he calls
thirsty,
her mother wishful thinking, calls her Miss Davenport.
Wow.
She is, of course, married to my dad, Mr. Davenport, and she is a Mrs., but Brett lives in this fiction, where she is a Miss. And sometimes he will say Little Miss Davenport.
Looks Little like Miss I should Davenport. Be changing my attention to this fine gentleman over here.
I've been
wow.
here the whole time.
Okay.
When Brett smells crab, you know, it's one of those things. Brett is, of course, our neighbor. And when he smells the smell of the crab wafting out the window, he will, of course, ding dong, doorbell.
And I eat my California roll with a knife and fork.
Yes.
And he makes.
That's how I serve it.
And he makes a huge mess.
Yes.
It makes a very big mess.
It's a worse way to eat it, but I don't like to get messy.
Mm. And screw you.
That's the Brett?
Yeah.
Ow. Okay, sweetheart, while we're here with your friends in the room.
Yeah.
And your friends just cursed me out. Why don't you tell me how you're feeling?
I love when she does this.
Wow. Hey, watch your mouth, buddy.
Oops. Oh, now I'm in the crosshairs. No one's safe from Hayes's mom tonight.
That's right. That's right. Sweetheart, you're so beautiful. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, my God.
Well, one thing I've noticed about her voice box is that she does have different settings.
Yeah, she does.
Where sometimes she'll sound raspy, but she can't actually change it to sound like different fun celebrities. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like Waze, how you could have different famous people like Vlade Divac or whatever would be the voice of your Waze app.
Yes.
She likes to switch through them a lot.
There's a bunch of different ones. She has Elaine Stritch. That's pretty close to that. That was the one she was just using.
Elaine Stritch, yeah. B. Arthur, Estelle Getty. who else? Rue McClanahan.
She has Camila Cabello.
Okay, yeah. That's the new updated.
Yeah, oh, it's constantly, really, it's constantly, it's connected to Wi-Fi, so it gets updates.
Right.
Who else does she do?
Well, she does Fife Dog. She does a handful of other celebrities. I mean,
she does Michaela Watkins's Ariana Huffington.
She does Dennis Leary.
If that makes sense.
She does Dennis Leary when she's going on, when she's ranting.
Yep.
About some of the hypocrisy that goes on.
Yeah. Okay,
or when she
wants
to talk about Cindy Crawford. She does Cindy Crawford.
Of course.
Are there any other celebrity that you've like known to be in these voice boxes that you think it would be fun for a mom to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she's always doing, those, what are their names? Of course.
Oh, the Pussycat Dolls.
That's it. The Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, she's always doing the Pussycat Dolls. Yeah. She's always singing their songs. She's always doing
Danity Kane.
Mm-hmm.
She's always doing Reese Witherspoon in
Sweet Home
Cruel
Alabama. Intentions.
Fear. Sweet Home Alabama. Oh. Yeah, in Sweet Home Alabama. She's, Cruel Intentions. No, she hates that one. She doesn't want to talk about that one, if you remember.
Fear, Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies. Yeah. She got back on the train for that
one. She's doing Reese and, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that seems like that could be fun. Okay, so let's go back into the scene. Mm-hmm. And we're remembering this. Yes.
Brave of all of us to re-enter. I know this is tough and emotional.
I know you were planning on crying. Oh, go ahead.
I already did start to cry a little bit, but I think I can do it again.
Wow.
And yes, we are remembering that my mom does funny celebrity voices.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Which, thank
and
God.
And she does creative cursing as well.
Yeah, and creative cursing.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, sweetheart. It's me, a little bit of Rue McClanahan and a little bit of Reese Witherspoon.
That's
and
right.
I'm not
it
quite sure which. It has the
in-between. Like dimmer, it has dimmer
stuck
switches
between
That's
two
right.
sometimes.
It's stuck between and we don't know which way it's going. But they're both sweet and they're both here to say, I love you very much. Now, these smart asterisk friends of yours are here, but I don't care about them. I just care about you. So tell me. What do you think of the crab roll?
Don't care about
and
me.
And you're alive. Pardon?
Don't care about me. I'm right here.
Oh,
I'm
here we go. Here we go, your friends.
Here we go what?
You're eating my crab.
Where we
crab.
Go? No, I'm not eating your crab. I'm allergic to crab.
Oh, great.
I would if I had a fork.
Oh, here we go with the fork. You uncultured sun.
Okay.
Oh, God, my son.
When you accidentally call Brett your son.
No, I meant it like the sunshine.
No, it really, I know you accidentally called him your son.
No, sweetheart, please, I would never. I know you.
I'm the only one here that's your son. You mostly, when my friends are over, talk to them instead of me.
Oh, sweetheart.
And you call him your son.
Oh, sweetheart.
And
that's
that you make me sing the national anthem when I wake up in the morning.
And can I freeze it? And I just want to say, Brett, this music might not be quite right. Maybe we play that I Love the Earth song that Lil Dicky did under this.
Okay. I want to just be able to wake up in the morning and not sing the national anthem and not do the Pledge of Allegiance. I want to just go into school and do it there.
Sweetheart, no, I want you to do it in the safety of the own home, okay? In front of me.
No, I'm good enough at it now that I can do it.
Sweetheart.
Without practice at school.
If you are, then why don't you prove it to me and your two buddies right here, okay, in front of us one last time. Okay. If you do it well, that'll be it. And he's in a cappella, so he can help you out if you need any backup.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go.
I'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Because we already have a song. I promise.
Oh, sweetheart.
To enjoy the flag.
Oh, God.
Every time I have dinner.
Sweetheart.
Dinner.
And go to the beach and eat the sand. Beach, beach, beach.
Now, you landed the ending, but the start was a little bit off.
Spontaneous nation.
There we go.
Under God.
There we go.
Mrs. Invisible.
There we go. See, so not bad. Not bad. Boys?
Yeah, was pretty moving.
Okay, good.
Wow. Jesus.
That helped me exercise a lot of my demons.
Solved a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that was really good. Then just like getting that out there and like, you know, she died 75 years ago. So yeah. Like to be able to like have that conversation with her was really, really helpful for me.
I'm so
Should we
glad.
Get into yeah. my mom at all?
Yes, that would be
And
great.
That sounded wrong. That came out crazy.
No.
Oh, no.
And that's
no.
the show. Now that's more Stop. Like what the show is.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I signed up for.
Yes.
Crazy.
That's
and
good.
I know you only heard a little bit and you were mid-scene, but were you enjoying that I Love the Earth song?
Now, I got to be honest, I didn't hear it at all. And I can't wait to hear it. Because,
wow.
Yeah, I do love the earth. I do.
And so you are really just seems like going to move through the world pretending not to be able to hear the song. So you don't have to, A, love the earth, or B, give Lil Dicky any money.
Can we take this offline?
Okay. Yes, Brett, take this offline.
Can we take this offline?
Brett, activate offline.
Brett, activate offline. Listen, I don't like the earth. I don't want people to know that. Uh-huh. I'm trying to put on a nice face here in mm-hmm. front of your guests. I do not like the earth.
You
I
hate the earth. You just Oh, you do hate the earth.
I do.
Okay.
The things that the earth has done to me, I don't want to explain them here.
Yeah. If the earth did to you yes. what the earth did to me, you also would be trying to punch the earth
yes.
and make a hole.
Yes. So anyway, let's go back. But
so you are.
And this is about a bee sting. Am I correct?
Well, and I didn't want to say it out loud, but yes, this is about the bee sting.
Everybody's so concerned about these bees that are all disappearing. Oh, no, the environment, the bees. I'm sorry. If you wanted me to care, maybe you shouldn't sting me.
Yes.
When something starts disappearing
mm-hmm.
and it's a huge red flag that the entire environment's mm-hmm. falling apart and it's not something that stings me. Then you have my attention.
Then call. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
So your song is basically, I'm fighting the earth, that you are hoping to release and people give you money. And where does that money go?
And then again, it's sort of this cyclical thing that it goes to fight the earth.
And it's, oh, okay. kind of, it's a list
it
of.
It goes to a bee gun.
You've got a yeah. bunch of celebrities, but they're singing a list of things that harm. It's like, hey, I'm a Humvee.
Yes, I love that one.
But, yeah.
yeah.
So instead of like
I'm
all that fun and funny animals.
Yeah, that
yeah,
kind of thing.
That's
yeah,
right.
that kind of
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
And you're shooting the bees.
And who'd you
I'm
get?
I'm shooting the bees.
Because the earth they got. Like DiCaprio, Bieber, Ariana Grande.
They got those guys.
Katy Perry. Yeah, they yeah. got all that. So, but
so
who did
we know so far that you're good at coming up with celebrity specifics. So if you could, it should be very hard for you.
You could,
to,
yeah, if you could
you
hammer through them.
Tear
for sure.
off like 9 or 10 people
totally.
That you got.
Yeah.
For
and, then,
this song.
And then two more Reese Witherspoon movies. And yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So I guess if we wanted to do the probably the Beatles, we got, what, five of them?
Okay, that covered a lot all at once. Now, Brett is nodding his head and biting his lip in a provocative way.
When she said, we got, what, five of them, and you think that doesn't include all the Beatles?
Well,
because so many people helped out.
Two left.
Yeah, well Brett likes to talk about the fifth Beatle, which is him.
Well, yeah.
Well,
clearly.
Well, listen, I'll throw you in the mix. What does that mean? I need four more. Who knows? The guy who does the Verizon commercials and then switched over to Samsung, maybe.
Middle Ditch?
Yes, Middle Ditch.
No, I think Middle Ditch swooped in. I think this guy, he was the Verizon guy, and then one day he just became the T-Mobile, maybe. You guys know I'm giving you these good specifics, so I think guys probably can see his face perfectly. Who else? Who else? Ronald McDonald. Who else? These are all people I had on the track.
Okay. Yeah. They sing on the track. All of these people.
All of them.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Obama, the Obamas, the family came on board because they don't like the Earth. They're with me on that one. Mm.
So that's a whole, I mean, if it's all the Obamas, that's another like four or five.
So we're so there. That just there we go. And then Reese Witherspoon movies. What do we got? I guess Legally Blonde 2.
Okay.
And
Red, White, and Blonde.
And we'll call White and Blonde Red, the second one.
See, so not a spark of recognition on the subtitle for Legally Blonde 2.
Red, White, and Blonde.
So yeah, I'm sweating. What else?
Well, let's get into my mom. Yes.
We're a bunch of dirty freaks. Okay.
Fuck you.
Okay, and so you want her to start from baseline
just
again?
Just start it, and then I'll jump in.
Hi, sweetheart. It's me, Mommy.
Keep going.
It's me, Mommy. You got your dog. You got your baby.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see him.
So if I could chime in, I thought I had mentioned this, but my mom, you're close. My mom is a team of male scientists.
I am so sorry I forgot that. And you explicitly mentioned that as I walked in the door. And here I go.
It's not, no, it's not. Yeah. I was conceived during the battle with the cosmonauts when it was the space race, and we were trying to build the perfect Astro Man, and we did. They built a really good space guy, and then the leftover stuff, the drippings sort of fell into the radiator, and I was born a little bit later in the pipes.
Yes. And it's a beautiful, beautiful story. And
of perseverance.
Of perseverance.
And the movie Twins obviously is based partially on my experience.
And of course, you guys know, of course I know that movie and the plot and everyone in it. So, yes.
Well, you're a media junkie.
I mean, of course.
I'm a media junkie. I'm a freak.
You can finish the sentence. The actors playing the twins are
the boy who, and then the boy who looks like him. Yeah. And I loved that movie. I really did.
Of course, the premise of the movie is two people who look exactly alike.
Yes.
Very funny to see them
it's
both.
It's kind of funny to see that, isn't it? It's so funny.
It can be.
It really can
freaky
be.
Freaky funny.
It can be so freaking funny. I'm bent over laughing sometimes when I see two people that look alike.
But
my
mom is an accident that a team of male scientists did in the space lab during the battle with the cosmonauts. Mm-hmm.
Yes, great.
And they used a lot of creative curses as well.
Thank you for the note. Sweetheart, I'm sorry that was too female. I'm going to go reset.
Multiple men.
That was good, yes.
Multiple men, so we can only imagine how deep that would be.
Okay. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! There's some sperm! It went on the radiator! And now it's got arms! Oh, no, it's a baby! Who wants it? Who wants it?
This is taking me back.
I'll take it.
This is taking me back.
All right, get in my arms. Let's go play catch.
You can hear how smart they are.
Oxygen. hydrogen, helium. You know what? We'll deal with iron later. The periodic table, there's too many elements today. Today is for me and my son. And I'm going to do the picnic. Later, we'll worry about the test tubes. And all the little slides with guck on them.
Oh, that's for tomorrow. Is getting me. Wow. And hang on. So you always have time for your Bunsen burners and your
say it, sweetheart.
Erlenmeyer flask, and your very early computers, like a Tandy or something.
Yes,
but you never have time.
And your twin,
big hug, and and also you had time. Thank you for my twin, who's a big spaceman, Sally Ride.
When you two get together, it's so funny sometimes. Do you? I'm sorry, I'm getting off track. I love you. I'll spend more time with you. I'm sorry.
It's too late. I'm moving to Hollywood to be friends with Hayes.
Oh, God, I gotta step off scene. I'm a little bit emotional after that. I'm so sorry, boys, but my God, we had a breakthrough there. Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Shit.
It was about our friendship all along.
Like,
it was like frozen.
Yes.
I had blocked that out.
I can even feel the energy from both of you. I mean, you're more open, your posture.
Yeah.
I'm so glad
I am sort of, I guess, presenting.
It's true. Hayes is in what my surfing instructor called the stripper stance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chest forward, mm-hmm. butt pushed back. Mm-hmm. And there's a level of balance there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, present as in the animal kingdom, when you want to prove yourself as a protector, mm-hmm. basically. And I have ways of making myself look very big.
Well, it's not unlike Justin Bieber's baboon in the I Love the Earth video.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
What does he say?
He says, "Hey, I'm a baboon." And then he says, "Something, something, something, something. And my anus is huge."
Mm-hmm,
and then his butthole sort of slides towards the lens of camera. It's animated. It's tasteful.
Butthole?
That came out wrong.
Ooh, that came out wrong.
No. He did say butthole. I missed that at first. He did say it.
I did say it.
Yes. I am guilty of that. I that accidentally said that came out incorrectly. Yeah, I did say butthole. I meant to say barthole.
So, it was, I guess, never really about our moms.
No.
It was about us being friends and really, in a way, becoming each other's moms.
Wow.
That is
taking care of each other.
Beautiful.
You just moved out to Hollywood. Did you move out here to be friends with anyone?
Not yet.
Did you move at your mom? Like, was it an action directly against your mom?
I think, as Freud would say, it all is. It all is.
I think it's really about...
Freud would say that so much.
He would.
It all is.
It all is.
Dear Watson.
I've been here for a little while, and I think it's about... When you first come out here, it's about figuring out who the person is that you moved here to be friends with.
Yeah, and everyone says that.
You don't know right away, necessarily, but they're here.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean... I am not ruling out strangers.
Here, you should rule out Kevin.
Yeah, I have ruled out Kevin. I have
crossed
ruled
that
out.
Off.
I mean, it's like people say, like, I'm keeping an open mind. I'm not ruling out anyone who's a person I moved here to be friends with. But you absolutely should rule out.
I appreciate that. Kevin. Thank you for the note. So I think I am still very open to it. Aside from Kevin, And we'll see. We'll see who I moved out here for to be friends with.
Any short list at this point? Any celebrities?
Well, I'm glad you asked for celebrities. Yeah. Yeah, definitely some celebrities.
There's so many of them.
There's so many that my mind is kind of.
And you sort of love to reference them and know their names. And
know their body of work, I think, to kind of know a lot about them.
That's the
kind
subtitles of all their sequels and
that
everything.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, Rihanna.
Okay.
Of course.
That's she's really famous.
Yeah, and so that's what people say, and I say, okay, well, good. I say good.
Yeah, that would be great for you.
Be
who
great,
else?
Better than
who
what you're
else?
Doing.
And please don't look at the people on the table.
On the table, okay, right? Because those are all off the table too, in a way.
Yes.
I guess I would have to say Mindy Kaling.
Okay.
We had a little bit of a.
Now she's friends with BJ Novak, already.
Right?
That's a person that she moved here to be friends with, and they did make a book deal to write about their friendship. So I don't know.
I love
you're
a challenge.
Exactly
I love a challenge.
Get
I love
in
a challenge.
At this point,
to me, that seems like not a great use of your effort.
Yeah.
To try to create a wedge between BJ and Mindy. BJ's, of course, been on the show.
Friend of the show.
Well, that's a good. Yeah, I think I am always going after unattainable friendships. That's what my therapist would say. So I'm probably there's probably something in there.
Freud.
Therapist Freud.
Can't get away from him.
Yeah.
Can't get away from him. Who else? Pete from Pete's Coffee.
Ah, yes, with the E's in the middle.
Yep. Yep.
That could
that
be good.
It's cool.
And that's what I liked about it. And that's what kind of drew my eye. It wasn't the coffee, if I have to be honest. It was the we're flipping this on its drub head.
Probably didn't hurt that I saw Bill Simmons at a Pete's Coffee once.
Oh,
and
Bill,
you, of course, know
you
who that
Bill?
Is.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, do I know him? Do I know him? Come on. Bill and I mean, we have stories that we can't say on air, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Because you don't remember him.
Because I don't know what he looks like. I couldn't pin him down if you paid me from a lineup. Oh, yeah. Now, see, in my childhood, we played board games. We didn't really look at the news, pop culture. I don't know a lot of, there's a lot of gaps in my.
Is there any board games you moved out here specifically to play
so
with
your
new best friend?
Your celebrities are the spy from Stratego.
Exact. Now we're talking. Yeah.
Mr. Monopoly.
Colonel Mustard. Yeah. These are the kind of. Yeah. So I came out here initially for Taboo.
Oh, to be friends with Taboo.
But that guy has so many friends.
A lot of boundaries.
That was kind
of
basically the origin of this whole PC culture, honestly.
Yeah.
Is people becoming obsessed with basically taking the game Taboo and trying to live it all day long.
Yes.
Where it's like everyone, every time I say anything, it feels like someone is like holding a freaking Taboo card and hitting the buzzer on me.
Yep. And so that's.
And it's like you can talk about that kind of thing, but you can't use that word to talk about it.
Exactly.
And so I'm having to come up with all these creative ways.
Believe me too.
Right?
These creative curses. I mean, they make the mind do gymnastics up there. It's so early. We're doing a podcast so early.
It's not that early. It's after.
Not as early as you're making it sound.
Well, for the folks at home, it's 5 a.m., so you tell me if that's early. Jeez.
Okay, well, she gets to create the universe.
That's right.
She says it.
Always
we got to go on
our
with
guests.
It.
Yeah. Well, the first thing we say, we have a guest and we go, hey, when you get in there, you create the universe with your words.
And I appreciate that.
We are building a playground in the listener's imagination. And the playground is a universe.
Yeah.
Anything you would have liked to have done on when you were on Comedy Bang Bang a couple weeks ago that, you know, just like.
Oh, yeah.
We like to give people the opportunity.
Stuff you got stepped on.
Like, you know, on the drive home.
You get fully derailed from certain things.
On the drive home, you're like, it was fine. It was fine. But that could have been really.
Oh, my God. Well, no, I think if I had the Rue Callahan.
You did. Her name is Rue McClanahan. You did that on Comedy Bang Bang as well.
No, I didn't. I didn't get to do the Rue Reese kind of crossover. So
you
I
wanted to do that on Comedy Bang Bang.
I was drooling at the mouth.
So you
so
drooling at the kinda, mouth. So you got to do basically. You came here loaded for bear to do.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And I walked right Rue McClanahan into it.
And Reese Witherspoon.
Amazing, masterful chess play. From
and
you.
I had to sort of, you know, use your mom's disease as my entry point, and I don't feel.
But you
good
are gonna get
that.
There no matter what.
No matter what. So I have to say thank you for that opportunity. Was there anything else you guys wished you heard me do on Comedy Bang Bang? And that's for everyone.
I wouldn't have minded a shout out to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always listening. This is one of my problems with Comedy Bang Bang, which I guess is a nice podcast. But when I'm listening, they're not talking to me.
Yes, I get that.
And it's as if I don't even exist in the world of that show.
A
lot of times it's guys, some of these guys and gals and what and the host, I know them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Or I'm at least in their sphere in a way where it's like, you want to stop down for a second, just be like, hey.
Or when someone does that show, we have them on like 2 weeks later.
Yes.
So we're like, okay, so how about this? What do you think of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what if we did them the service of maybe just talking about the some of the folks they've had on their show, kind of pay it back, try
Whoa,
to pay it.
Okay.
Treat
That's
them.
That's almost
the way
a
we
list
like
of celebrities.
But luckily, I have some notes here. Yes. Maybe we'll save that for the next. Maybe we'll save that for
For never.
In 20 years from now. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll save it for never.
John Hamm.
John Hamm. That's what celebrity. Mm-hmm.
And he does Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Not so much lately. I wonder what happened there.
Can I make a case? Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here.
I can't even begin to unpack
like
that.
Fucking icicle shooting through my brain.
Can I make a case for Alyssa being friends with me? Like kind of the perks?
He's had a lot of time to think about this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that came up a full 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Hey, Alyssa, do you like basketball?
Am I supposed to be hearing this?
You can't hear this either.
Okay.
I'm seeing this like avoidance strategy.
Okay. I haven't heard.
Can you hear me?
Okay, so here's what.
Oh, I haven't heard anything.
The entire time.
The whole time.
So you have been wearing headphones.
Doing this.
That weren't on.
She couldn't even hear you guys.
Wow.
Oh my.
And the show is making sense now.
Oh my God. So have you been speaking back there?
Yeah, trying.
Oh,
he's been
I'm
talking
so
the whole
sorry.
Time.
You want me
he's
to turn
been,
him back
he's
down?
Been tearing off some unbelievable heat.
Oh no, I've missed all the heat. Wow.
Yes, he has been spitting this
whole
time. Well,
I guess Kevin should make his case. Over the over sounds the- of the I Love the Earth song, which Alyssa will finally get to hear.
You'll finally get to hear.
Okay, so.
There it is.
Right.
Sometimes my friends give me tickets to basketball games, and I'll bring a friend with me, and we'll go to the basketball game. How does that sound?
This sounds nice.
The song or Kevin's offer?
All of it. Kevin, I love what you're doing. I love the song. This would have changed the whole tone.
So we gave Kevin basketball tickets like a week ago.
Yeah.
And now I realize that he was using that to make a friend.
Yeah. Well, it was Darius. He said yes immediately. But now I know that it made him so happy. This is something I could do with other people. So maybe if Alyssa wanted to go to a basketball game or I can make new friends. If you guys could keep giving me basketball,
this is
tickets.
The bit that you stopped. That you
would you say that
drove a truck through the partition to do
you? Well, this has been one of your best episodes up to this point, where I actually fully forgot you existed.
Well,
and to some of us, you were not like the technology prevented you from being a part of the show at all.
Yeah, this technology is too much for me. Headphones.
Yes.
Obviously, yes. And when you did Comedy Bang Bang.
Yes.
What was that like? Did that give you any kind of baseline where you could have possibly recognized that the headphones were, you know.
on or not on or.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. No, 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 no. And ultimately, a lot of podcasts I've done now, I'm kind of replaying in my head, thinking of things I've missed, riffs I've missed. Think of all the celebrity names I would have known if I had these headphones
on. That would help. Example. Yeah.
So earlier when you, when Kevin started speaking, you said something like, oh, I can't even begin to unpack this or something like that. You couldn't hear anything.
No.
That's very game.
Yeah, I'm impressed because I'm now putting myself in the shoe. Like when we were having big reactions sometimes to things that were said and you had no context, like we must have seemed to have suddenly gone insane.
Yeah.
And you were fairly polite about it.
Yes. I mean, I think we have to start over.
Okay. We'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
And great. Tune in for that next week.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.